We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN.
First, we're going to honor the fact that we are 63rd on the Talkers Heavy 100 list.
But you know why we'll never get a proclamation?
Because no one cares, Tom.
That's right.
No one cares.
That's right. Well, we care.
It's Tom Bowerly.
I want to pee with men.
And David Bellavia.
I don't even know how it happened or what goes into it, but I will say that, yes, Bowerly and Bellavia, 63rd on the heavy hitters list, just came out. Do you know who says they're proud to be 63rd? A really good golfer. You know, like a PGA Tour golfer is like, hey, man, I finished 63rd in the Masters. You're like, wow. Look at you, Mr. Golfing Guy.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia.
How
they sound like dolphins.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, so with this big transgender movement, something funny happened on the way to the forum in the very liberal state of Connecticut. Guess what? A couple of kids decided, well, we were born as boys, but we identify with being women, so we're transgender, and they competed in girls' field and track, and lo and behold, the transgenders swept the field. Who would have guessed that would have happened? Delightful that it happened in Connecticut. By the way, keep an eye out for the weather. We've got some nasty weather bearing down on us. And if you see traffic and weather going to hell in a handbasket, you can text us at 30930-30930.
It's the calm before the storm in Amherst.
Yeah, but it's leading edge now. Looks like it's starting to cross into the Niagara frontier. So please keep us up to date on that. And I don't know if anything outside tonight is going to be affected by the weather. But, we'll try to let you know as best as we find out. So there is actually a petition going around now in Connecticut, which is getting wide support, at least for now, until, of course, the shaming campaign and social media starts against people who are signing the petition, that athletes should have to compete by birth gender. In other words, none of this transgender nonsense.
Stupid.
You compete by birth gender. If you're born a boy, you compete as a boy. If you're born a girl, you compete as a girl. Now, there is going to be all kinds, David. I'm sorry, but you know how the social universe world operates. But you know that that anybody who dares stand up for women in this Me Too era over the transgender interlopers is going to be called all kinds of things.
It's so ridiculous that we have to, like, those are ground. These are the people that give us terms and conditions that are 15 pages long. There's always a problem. We have to, when you buy a product now, everything has to be explained in the terms and conditions. What is going to happen with this product? You know what you're going to do with a steamer? You're going to steam a shirt with it, not to be made with potatoes. Don't try to make dinner with a steamer. You know, we'll not open envelopes and reseal them. Like, what are you talking about? It's a steamer. What can I do with 85 pages? You now have to explain that we're going to play a game based on the gender you were born with?
But, David,
that's crazy.
You know what's coming. Anybody who gets behind this movement that is going to make people compete according to the gender to which they were born is going to be called intolerant, bigoted, hate-filled, blah, blah, blah.
Well, see, can I just point out the great contradiction with transgenders, though? Is that if you're going to say that the utopia is that nobody cares about gender, then why did you have to change yours? If it's not shocking that a man wants to be a woman, then it's not shocking that a man could be a man who just acts like a woman. Why do you have to look like a woman? That to me is the most ridiculous thing of all. I mean, if it's truly from the inside, then and gender doesn't matter, then just be a guy that thinks he's a girl.
So if your kid is born as a boy, should your kid have to compete against other boys? If your kid is born as a girl, your kid have to compete only with other girls?
Would you be, you're a competitive guy, you get competitive with your kids too, like every other proud father does, who wouldn't want their kids to do the best or be first place in something?
Oh, I try to undermine them at every turn.
If you went to a track and field meet and your daughter got not just beat by a transgender, I'm talking these kids got smoked by these kids. I mean, they dominated the female field, dominated them. What do you say to your daughter at that point? You're just like, hey, you know what? You're still the fastest in your original identified gender. You know, how do you even compete with that?
Well, see, it's very difficult because the message, see, what my fear is that the message in the media and the message at school will be, if you speak up against this as being unfair, you are a narrow-minded bigot. Well, and you've got no place in our school or in New York State.
I mean, honestly, though, that's how much of this does it take before, you know, again, you don't even see harmony inside the movement. There's no harmony in that movement. The Democratic coalition that's built on, you know, African Americans, unless they're African Americans that go to church and they're, you know, they identify with a Judeo God and they believe that marriage is between a man and a woman under God. Do evangelical African Americans disagree with the white evangelical view on marriage? Are you going to try to sell me that just because black people register and vote Democrat, that they see gay marriage the same way that most Democrats see it? Because they don't. No polling is showing you that. They're reading a Bible, they're going to church, and they're taught marriage is between a man and a woman. That message is not changing.
Yeah, but along came Barack Obama, and a lot of the black ministers instantly changed 2,000 years worth of teaching because it was Barack Obama.
What's happening, though, is that rather than to be to be taken seriously as a movement, you're turning the entire country, and I'm sorry, but we're going to hit a bubble with this reason thing, and then everyone's just going to be like, no, I'm not doing that anymore. No, we did that in the early aughts. We pretended that you were a girl, but now we're just like, get out of the way of my car. I don't care how you do it or what you wear, but
and on a personal level, I want women out of men's rooms. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing it, and I want it stopped, and I want it stopped now. I'd rather have the most foul porta potty in the world than have chicks in the men's room all the time.
Why do you think women aren't playing Major League Baseball? Do you think a woman cannot throw a baseball? Is that are you telling me that female softball fast pitchers are not doing incredible things with that ball? I mean, fast pitch softball is no joke. They're doing, you know. You're telling me an 8-year-old girl throwing a baseball by the time she's 22 could not compete as a major league female pitcher?
Well,
I think that's ridiculous.
The bigger question is when do men start getting into what is now women's softball? And because of having more upper body strength, when do they rob that sport from women like they've robbed track and field in Connecticut? What's happening, David? The underlying issue here is women's athletics will be destroyed. There will be no place for your daughter to compete anymore fairly because they're going to be going up against boys who think they're girls.
Do you remember when John McEnroe got in trouble selling his book? He was on the book tour, and he said that Serena Williams, the best player at the time in the world, could maybe beat the number 400 man in the world.
Right.
Just because a male tennis player serves at 125 and a female does not get that, you know, it's a totally different game at that level. They vilified him. They took him off the book tour. John, how dare you say that? What is going on here? I mean, the movie came out where Billie Jean King, the anniversary of Billie Jean King playing Bobby Riggs.
They unthawed Bobby Riggs after he was well past his prime, put him up against Billie Jean King in her prime. The media dubbed it the Battle of the Sexes. Predictably, Billie Jean King won. And it would be like putting George Carlin up against Bob Hope in a stand-up contest.
Well,
neither would win now, but you get the point.
But no, again, though, it's we have definitely gotten to that spot, though, and we're very close. I mean, look at how is this nonsense being received? California, they're like, we don't want to be associated with these cities and the craziness that's around L.A. and New York and everything else. They're voting to separate. I mean, the more you push and the more these sort of the petri dish of social experiments continues, the more the people are going to say, I don't want to pay for that. No, not fun anymore. Not cool. You're in the Erie County Holding Center and you want transgender surgery? You've been there 24 hours. What are we doing here?
All right, back to Jay in North Tonawanda. He's the guy with a girlfriend 20 years younger than himself. All right, Jay, so anyway, it doesn't sound like you guys have a lot in common, but it's great to call the show and tell us how much older you are.
Well, you know, so you guys talked about the millennials last week, so it's kind of piggybacking on it. I thought that was an amazing show, and you guys were kind of, I don't know, as a 52-year-old old guy, I tend to, like, say, you know, these damn kids these days, but you guys were, like, pretty, forthright and open and about, you know.
Well, we can learn a lot from millennials, and I think millennials can learn a lot from us. I think if you blended the best of millennials and the best of older people, you'd have a pretty kick-ass thing.
How old is your girlfriend?
She's 32 and I'm 52. So it was kind of cool to say I had a girlfriend who was 20 years younger than me 10 years ago. But now she's just a girl who's 20 years younger than me, and it's so blurring how different our mindset is. And she's in this group with that, you know, the LGBTQ. And I think it's you, right? Undecided. Like, you don't even decide now. You can't even say I'm questioning. Like, I don't know if I'm questioning it or not. Like,
well, I will give you, it's a huge difference between 39 and 19 and 50 and 30. You know, that's a totally, you know, societal difference.
Yeah, and big difference, like, you know, 18 and 5. Society frowns on that.
Well, I'm just saying, we've definitely on the... No, that's cool. Why shouldn't he be proud of the fact that he found love? How did you meet a person?
We have this debate all the time, and here's what I'm thinking, and David, you kind of touched on it. What's it going to take? You know what? Unfortunately, I think everything, like water finds its lowest level, eventually everything corrects itself, just like the market. You know what? Let there be football, not men's football, not girls' football. Let it happen. And then, you know what? You watch what you wish for, because
you're going to have a fatality.
Of course, right.
Someone's going to die. I mean, seriously, there's no way on earth you could do that. Crazy.
All right, Jay, good luck. And it sounds like from your cell phone anyway, it sounds like you got the lightning already starting in the area. 20 minutes after 4, if you see traffic taking a giant steaming one, you be sure to send us a text at 30930. Something very interesting happened. I mean, you couldn't see this one coming. Connecticut, good old liberal left-wing Connecticut. Goodbye, girls field the track, because, you know, along came a couple of transgenders saying, well, we were born boys, but we're going to compete against the girls. And the girls get squeezed out of any hope of winning the track and field event. The two transgenders basically swept the field. And now there's a petition in all places in Connecticut urging the competitive sports to be played according to your birth gender, not according to what you think you are or identify as, but according to your birth gender.
That is one of the most absurd. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. And that's where we're at. And honestly, I think we're going to, this will correct itself, because this, it gets to the point where the outrage and it's going to cost money. And that's when it gets serious. When you start investing money into people's, you know, whatever their delusion is, then I'm sorry, but the games are over.
Well, it's just intrinsically unfair to females. It's intrinsically unfair to girls in a lot of sports, yeah. And this is going to have the effect, if this is allowed unfettered, it will essentially do away with the chance that girls have to compete in an environment where it can actually be competitive. Let's go to Scott in Williamsville on WBEN. Scott.
Tom, Mr. Bellavia, how's it going? I was talking to your call screener, and my question is, what does the IOC say? The IOC being the International Olympic Committee. What's their take on it? Are they going to start allowing
men
who want to be boys to compete?
No, they've actually been very outspoken about it, much to they've been unpopular, to be honest with you, with their decision, which is very similar to this one. You are, unfortunately, what you're born as is what you compete as.
Then shouldn't we be following suit with what the International Olympic Committee designates as a, I don't know, form of competition? That
How about just following common sense? I mean, forget about what the IOC says.
These kids are 15 years old. No one's going to the Olympics. They're just trying to run around the track. I agree with what you're saying. I mean, if the IOC, they don't hate transgender people. They just have different rules. Transgender people can compete in the Olympics. They just have to do it in the sex that they were born into.
But you know what? But you just got through saying it. They took a lot of flack for that. I mean, the fact that they got to take flack for that and spend any time at all defending this position is indicative that we are in some very sick and some very whacked out times. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. This is a story, I say, from the entirely foreseeable and predictable department, but nobody wanted to listen back when we're talking about it. In, of all places, the very liberal state of Connecticut, little problem happened. They had girls and they had track and field, but two transgenders, born boys, but now identifying as girls, they kind of swept up all the competition, and they walked away as the big winners, and the girls of the state of Connecticut, they walk away the big losers, David.
I don't see how, how long is this going to take for change to occur? I guarantee you there's going to be rules about this. They're never going to go through this experience again. It ruins the entire intent. If someone's going to have a disadvantage, why not let 32-year-old people participate in JV track and field? Well, because you're not in high school. You're not in junior high school. You can't compete in a tournament unless you're all in school. Okay. So why are boys and girls separated to begin with? Because there's a difference.
Oh, but that's just a societal construct, David.
Well, again, there's no point. If you want to have a separate transgender Olympics, we can do that.
You know,
that might be fun.
Fun?
But, well, I'm just saying, if you want to have all transgenders play soccer, we can do that.
But you'll have to have the transgenders who are born girls but think they're boys, and then another one for the boys that were born boys but think they're girls.
Or East Germany, who would just take steroids, all the women. Do you remember how huge, like the communists, before they were tested for steroids, the female athletes from the Eastern Bloc were unbelievable. I mean, they were just muscular, and it was. Do you remember that? Like the weightlifting.
Yeah, I didn't remember it. No, I didn't remember the good.
It was, and they were all women, of course, but they were just on outrageous amounts of steroids. Right. The communists love that.
But again, though, I'm sorry, but we live in an era, David, where if the International Olympic Committee takes grief because they are saying that athletes must compete according to the gender to which they were born, if they're taking grief over this, woe betide the people of Connecticut who signed this petition, because you know, and I know, that they are going to be absolutely attacked by the far left and the transgender movement and social media. There will be shaming. There'll be boycotts. I mean, next thing you know, Chick-fil-A is going to get dragged into it.
Yeah, you have to apologize for where you eat. Look, shame is really the bottom. That's why you're not supposed to do things society doesn't want you to do, is normally shame went a long way. You know, right. Park in a handicapped spot, the shame of being photographed, or the shame of someone seeing you, you know, get out of a car when there's nothing wrong with you.
Well, that's you get into the tricky area there, which we're going to get into momentarily. But let's get to Joan in Buffalo on WBEN. Joan, severe thunderstorm warning until 11 o'clock for the entire western New York region. You're on.
Yes, I wanted to comment on this current nonsense over the transgender issue and male and female and women and men and boys and girls. Men and women were made to complement each other, and that's complement with an E, not an I, not compete with each other. and it goes against the laws of nature. And I think it's just all part of this current political correctness that we're living through. And it's nonsense. We seem to create problems and trouble where none exists.
But it's getting worse. It's not getting better. We are becoming more insane as a country, not more sane as a country, that we're even talking about this.
Well,
I mean, where I legitimately have to think to myself, okay, how much am I going to drink tonight because, God forbid, I have to pee because there's about a 20 to 50% chance I'm going to be standing there and a bunch of chicks are going to come in the men's room. I mean, at what point did this start to become reality?
Well, at some point, I think it's a phase we're going through, like a lot of phases. And because, frankly, I think we've got too much time on our hands. We're a very, very fortunate society. And rather than enjoying it, we take advantage of it. And I think that eventually, forgive my raspy voice, I have a cold, but eventually I think there's going to be a terrible, terrible backlash, and it isn't going to be pretty.
I think you're starting to see that. I mean, honestly, it's not like there's some cosmic order that's being upset here. It's what you're saying is no community, no culture ever likes it when one person says, hey, I want to be treated better. Nobody likes that. I want to be treated equal. We could be treated equal. But when we have to make ways and everyone has to accommodate the needs of the few, you're thinking, wait a minute, that's not equality. You want something in addition.
You want parity. You want equity. You don't want...
But I don't even think it's parity because they're asking for a special bathroom. They want special privileges. Nobody else has that. We treat people that can't hear. We give them a sign language person at a concert and say, you know, we don't give them special ear protection or the written down requirements of what's going to be on the concert. We say, go fend for yourself.
And all of this started with the bathroom issue with transgenders, and it could have been nipped in the bud very easily in the schools. But instead of being sensible, they made a big to-do about it. There is a teacher's lounge. I'm sure they have a facility in the teacher's lounge. The one or two students who might have been transgendered could have used the teachers of the facilities and the teachers' lounge, and that would have been the end of it. But instead, we have a great big brouhaha over it, as we do everything.
All right. Joan, I agree with you. And, I don't know, again, how many people have this same experience, but ever since this bathroom issue came up, the men's room is no longer the men's room at a lot of places, and I find it absolutely disgusting.
Well, it is, because I have absolutely no desire to go into a men's room.
And I don't watch in the men's room, unless
and
you have a penis.
Likewise, Joan.
Dude, no, thank you. I like myself the way I am.
All right, Joan, no penis for Joan.
But no, here's what I'm saying, though. When you have to explain the rules, and it's like, hey, in the game, no cleats, no metal cleats. That could hurt kids. And
you said
want to make sure. Yeah, we don't want we're not going to use wooden bats because they could break and the splinters can hurt kids. Oh, and hey, make sure everyone playing is the same sex they were born. That just seems like a real waste of time that you have to put that in rules and terms and conditions of every league across America.
Do not submerge in water. This product was not designed for submarine use.
Like, why would you ever?
Of the culture that we're living in, and frankly, I hope we put a lid on it very, very soon. Because it's getting tiresome, it's getting bothersome.
Yeah, well,
it's
look,
getting
I'm a little,
in
bit,
the way.
I'm a little bit irritated at some friends of mine who are women who pulled this crap a few weeks ago at a place. The place does not have enough facilities for females, and they pulled the same crap. They said, oh, we identify as women, and they took over the men's room. I'm pissed at them. They're my friends.
Well, I don't know.
Joan, we're my friends.
I don't know how Joan's take is on the bathroom issue, but when you talk about transgender folks, it really is. It's just not the way. I don't understand how this is. Even if you get in your 2 a.m. thoughts, your most honest moment, you are not at an equal.
My most honest moment, David, is this. Every time from now on, I see a woman in the bathroom saying, oh, I feel like a man. I'm going to go to the men's room. Next time I got to pee, I'm going to go into the woman's room, and I'm going to go all over the seat.
But you cannot say that a man and a woman in a athletic event are equals, though. I mean, there are no women. Why are there no women in the NFL? Why are there no women playing male basketball? We have separate leagues because they have different attributes. And by the way, that doesn't mean they can't play basketball and they can't entertain the heck out of you. They can, right? Well, men and women can do the same. They could both play basketball competitively and both entertain you and take your money. But to say that an average female professional and an average male professional, are you kidding me? Are we explaining this? No. Stupid.
But the thing is, David, the society has gotten stupid. I mean, we've lost common sense. We've lost any kind of intelligence we had. I mean, when we actually have to have serious debates about what is a boy and what is a girl, I'm sorry. We've either got way too much time on our hands or we're really effed
up. We have come a long, long way. There was a time when a white person didn't want to be treated by a black doctor. There was a time when a male did not want to be treated in a hospital by a female. There has been evolution in society. There have been some dark times, some times that weren't fair. There was times of without equality. But what we're hearing from are people that are being lectured that, are you telling me that transgendered people are asking for civil rights? Is that the next movement that we're going to march on Washington and try to get? You're going to compare that to the way African Americans were treated in America?
Yep.
People. So what? Where were transgenders pre 1962?
Well, you know how sometimes we think that there's a copycat effect when there's a school shooting.
Right.
I think that the whole Bruce Jenner thing, I think it, you know what I did? I honestly believe that the whole Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner thing made a lot of very confused kids a lot more confused. And, you know, we heard very little about transgender children prior to Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. And I think it's a case of monkey see, monkey do. And that's an old expression. I'm not referring to Bruce Jenner as a simian. The rain's starting to come into the area, and I've not yet heard anything about the Canalside concert tonight. Don't know if it's going to come off or not.
This one looks like it could be that heavy rain, you know, long periods, and then you get a little wind in there, and it's never fun. But I don't know. Sometimes this is what makes summertime fun.
Well, you know, I would beg to differ because people have been at work all day. People want to recreate themselves. And, you know, we have a finite number of evenings in May, June, July, August, and September where you can spend them outside. So
I know,
if we must have rain, does it have to hit right in the middle of everything?
But it's just, to me, it's such a fruitless exercise to complain about weather. You know, I mean, what can I possibly do about weather? What can I do? I mean, it's a bad... Every day I get out of work, the weather's bad. Well, let's go continue our dance. You know, like, what are we going to do?
Well,
you going to pray for clouds and,
there's
sun?
Well, let's put it this way. There's rain, and then there's damaging storms, you know, complete with the wind. Somebody claims a tree is down, Virginia and Prospect in Buffalo. Nobody hurt, but a car suffered some bruises.
That could be more than bruises. Hope, you know, thank God everyone's okay. Well, I'm amazed at, you know... These are the trees that probably took damage two storms ago that we covered. Or maybe it was the flooding that makes the root system super, you know, and then the next storm or just maybe a 25-mile-an-hour breeze knocks over a tree because the knockout blow was done 2 years ago when the root system died. And now it's just driftwood hanging out in your yard.
Yeah. Well, you got to, like I always say, I mean, if you're driving home right now, you're going to find a place to park. Some places it's going to be more difficult than other places. You got to use your common sense when deciding where you're going to put your car. Day like today, if you've got a driveway,
if you buy a house
in your driveway.
But you buy a house, you fall in love with this beautiful old tree. And you just never think, you know, pets, loved ones, you never think that tree's going to go anywhere.
Dude,
boom!
I had this. What is it? A Norwegian maple, and I knew. 2006. I looked at that tree, and I knew. You know what? we are so overdue for some really heavy snow or ice storm. I am taking this tree down. Took it down right after we put the roof on, and lo and behold, that was the year of the October surprise storm. And I will tell you that had I not taken that tree down, I am 99% sure it would have ended up in my bedroom. So actually made a good move.
Or saved you from a meteor. You never know.
Yeah, there's that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.